You're listening to Positively Anti-Inflammatory, the show for people just like you who want to keep inflammation down and your spirits up. I'm your host, Alyssa Abrahamson, functional nutritional therapist and wellness coach. Today and every Wednesday, I'm here to be your coach and your guide as I offer insightful ways for you to lead a positively anti-inflammatory life. Hello and welcome to episode 141. Today, we are going to name it, to tame it, and feel it, to heal it. So this is a follow-up to last week's episode 140, Feel Your Feelings or Let Them Go. And I say let them go because there's a question mark on that title. So if you haven't listened to last week's episode, it's totally okay to listen to this one now, but I do recommend that you go back and take a listen as they are connected. All right. How are you doing today? How are you feeling? Take a moment to name it. So, okay, let's talk about feelings. Why do feelings matter? So we can think of feelings as messengers. Feelings give us helpful and valuable information so we can make decisions and understand ourselves, understand others, and help get our needs met when we do communicate our feelings. So feelings or emotions aren't right or wrong, good or bad, but we kind of are taught that they are. Like, how often do you tell yourself, or, you know, we judge our feelings. So, you know, how often do you tell yourself, I shouldn't be feeling this way? I mean, I most certainly say that to myself. And it's not helpful to should ourselves because all feelings are valid. And we need to remember that feelings need and feelings want to be acknowledged and expressed, not repressed or suppressed or tuned out. So why do you have to feel it to heal it? So expressed, when you express unpleasant emotions, that fires up the nervous system, causing even more stress, but repressed or suppressed emotions fire up the nervous system even more. Does that make sense? So essentially, yes, if you are getting all fired up and you're angry, it absolutely ignites the nervous system. But when you repress or suppress those same angry emotions or whatever it is, that really fires up the nervous system even more. So feelings don't just go away if you ignore them. We know this. They continue to bubble up until you pay attention. Or, you know, maybe you've been pushing your feelings down for a very long time and you may not even be aware that you're doing it because that's your coping mechanism. So we want to start noticing our feelings. And we want to notice our feelings without judgment. And allowing yourself to feel emotional pain, for example, is a necessary step in rerouting your brain away from that. And this takes intentional practice. So, you know, I feel like it floats around in social media and out there in the world that, you know, we need to feel our feelings. And yeah, that's true. And also sometimes we really don't want to feel our feelings. But when we think about name it to tame it, feel it to heal it, putting feelings into words can actually reduce the force of unpleasant emotions. And in order to actually move through and process your feelings and emotions and grow, we need to get in touch with those feelings. We need to name them. So first, you know, we really need to pause, recognize, acknowledge, and name our feelings. And then that's when we can allow ourselves to feel it. Feel that emotion in our body, feel that sensation, that physical sensation in our body, knowing that it's going to pass. And then when it does, we can let that go. So there's this concept in psychology, name it to tame it, which is, it's simple and it's also very cool. It's this technique involving noticing and labeling emotions as they are happening. So Dr. Dan Siegel is a psychiatrist, a writer, professor of psychiatry at UCLA School of Medicine. He coined this concept, name it to tame it. Dr. Siegel is also a founding co-director of the Mindful Awareness Research Center at UCLA. I love that. So name it to tame it. It's a science-backed technique you can use to calm spiraling thoughts and intense emotions. And when you identify an intense emotion by, quote, naming it, this has the effect of reducing the stress and anxiety, quote, taming in the brain and the body that the emotion is causing. So essentially, putting feelings into words, naming what you're feeling, it can actually reduce the force of unpleasant emotions. It reduces the intensity of the feeling, and then we feel less overwhelmed and there is less stress on the body. And we know that stress adds to inflammation. So, you know, in addition to this in-the-moment relief of name it to tame it practice, it also strengthens our capacity. When you do exercise and practice this technique, it strengthens our capacity over time to be with really big emotions when they arise without getting like just swept away and overwhelmed by them. I just want you to think about this. So, you know, often we are afraid of our emotions and feelings, and we might think that if we acknowledge them by saying them out loud or by, you know, journaling them or writing them down, that they grow in that they will grow in intensity and it'll make them last longer because we are facing them. But the opposite is true. The opposite is true. By naming your emotions and feelings and by saying them out loud or writing them down or whispering them in your ear just to, you know, to yourself, you are helping process and release them. I'm a huge fan of journaling. As you know, if you followed along for a while, I've, you know, recommended journaling exercises throughout the podcast over the past few years. And it's something that I really encourage my private one-on-one clients to do also in my group programs as well, because I think journaling can be so effective and healing. And it is very true that there can be resistance. You know, some of my clients are ready to dive in and some there is resistance to journaling because they're uncomfortable with feeling their feelings. And I help them work through that. And over time, you know, when they start exploring and journaling and exploring their feelings through journaling, they share with me, they express that they're having significant release and relief and transformation by this process, and healing occurs, and it's expressed with a deeper sense of self and self-connection and self-awareness, which allows for so much, you know, emotional and physical healing to take place. So when you practice name it to tame it, this name it to tame it technique, then you allow and then you allow yourself to feel it, to heal it, it's much easier to let go. So, you know, name it to tame it involves slowing down, becoming aware of your thoughts and your feelings and your emotions, becoming aware of your body and your sensations that that's bringing up in your body, and speaking kindly and compassionately to yourself. And this is a practice. So, you know, saying something as seemingly, you know, simple as I feel bad, or I, you know, sometimes you don't want to even acknowledge it, but it can be simple, just acknowledging, I feel anxious, I feel bad, I feel angry and overwhelmed. You know, saying that out loud or just kind of whispering it or mumbling it, if you will, to yourself can help you feel better. This has been proven in neuroscience studies. So one neuroimaging study found that the act of turning an unpleasant emotion into language Turning an unpleasant, uncomfortable emotion into words actually disrupts and reduces activity in the amygdala. And the amygdala is the part of your brain that responds to stress and fear. And another research study found that when you name an emotion, when you label that feeling, this increases activity in the brain's prefrontal lobe. And the prefrontal lobe is a part of the brain that's important for logic and reasoning and planning and rational thinking. So when you name or label an emotion, it helps you feel calmer. It helps access the part of your brain that helps you to make thoughtful choices rather than simply being reactive and reacting to emotions and spiraling into overwhelm. Also, you know, when you shut down your feelings, when you numb yourself or you suffer in silence, oh man, it makes it worse. Name it. Don't numb it. So, truly, just by saying the words, I feel sad, or I feel so upset, and I feel so hurt, it helps reduce the intensity of these negative emotions. Name it to tame it, feel it to heal it. It's a mindfulness technique that involves paying attention to yourself in the present moment, experience of emotions and thoughts and body sensations, and then without passing judgment or reacting to it. So mindfulness of emotions can help with soothing distress. Naming the emotions creates kind of a healthy distance between you and the reaction. So you can then recognize this truth that you are experiencing an emotion, but you don't need to get caught up in it, and you're not controlled by it. Okay, so how do you do it? How do we name it to tame it? So I'm going to walk you through. So you may want to pause and get a pen and paper right now. So the process that I'm sharing is from the Australian Center of Clinical Interventions. It's their self-help resources for mental health. So next time you're feeling distressed, don't shut it down. Name it to tame it, and then allow yourself to feel it and heal it. All right. So this is the process to go through. There is 4 steps. Okay. First, recognize and allow your emotions. So you'll pause and say, I'm feeling scared, sad, angry, upset, confused, overwhelmed, anxious, whatever it is. Then you'll tell yourself, it's okay. It's okay. I can allow myself to have this feeling. It's okay for me to make space for it. I don't have to be afraid of this feeling. I don't have to try to get rid of it. So pause and acknowledge your feeling and say it out loud. And then second, watch your emotion. Say to yourself, I can just watch this feeling and see what it does. I don't have to get caught up in it. I don't have to get caught up in it. And if it helps, you can take a deep breath. You can place your hands on your belly or your hands on your thighs or somewhere on your body that feels good. You can, rub your hands together, asking yourself, where do I notice the emotion in my body? Where do I notice the emotion in my body? And remind yourself that this is just an emotion. It's just a feeling to be felt, nothing more, nothing less. And tell yourself, I am not my emotions. I am the watcher of my emotions. I am the objective observer of my emotions. You can say to yourself, this feeling is just like the wind or an ocean wave. I don't need to fight it frantically or get swept away. I can just go with it. I can ride the wave to shore or be gently blown back home. And third, be present. Say to yourself, I will turn my attention back to the task, whatever I'm doing, I was doing right now, noticing what's around me, what I can feel, what I can hear, what I can see, what I can smell, what I can taste. And this is you being present. Or you can also say, you know, I will turn my attention towards my breath. Recognizing that your breath is your anchor to the present moment, noticing each breath that you inhale in and exhale out. And fourth, deal with emotional comebacks. You could tell yourself, I feel the emotion returning. And that's okay. That's what emotions do. They like to come back. They like to circle back. And I will just go back to watching it again without judgment. It's just another ocean wave, or it's just another blowing in the wind. I will ride that wave to shore. I will gently be blown back home. Emotions come back, and that's okay. So, you know, when we, you know, get really overwhelmed and stressed and angry and whatever the heck feeling just consumes you, and we can go down a downward spiral and negative thought loop, and, you know, we spin out of control. The beautiful thing about Name Entertainment is that it allows us to become the storyteller of our emotions, rather than just these characters in our own story without any agency. We are actually stepping up and connecting with ourselves and leading the way. And over time, when you practice using this technique, it really makes it easier for you to recognize what's happening in your body and easier for you to signal to your brain that it's okay to calm down and relax. And then you are able to navigate the circumstance, the experience, or whatever the story is in a healthful way. So emotions will come and go, and all feelings are acceptable. We need to tell ourselves that. Learning to be compassionate towards ourselves and our feelings and offer kindness and regulation around overwhelming emotions takes time, especially if our nervous systems have been dysregulated through chronic stress and chronic anxiety or trauma. But keep in mind that feeling our emotions and feeling our feelings is really different from allowing them to rule our behavior. Being able to feel our feelings actually makes us stronger and more resilient. You are not your feelings. You are a kind and compassionate observer of yourself, supporting yourself through your life's journey. So name it to tame it, feel it to heal it, and then we can let it go. So please be gentle with yourself through this process. And if you want more, definitely go back and listen to last week's podcast, episode 40, Feel the Feelings or Let Them Go. And then be sure to go back and listen to episode 17, Are You Emotionally Honest? And episode 39, Setting Emotional Intentions. Our emotions, which are generally, you know, often driven by our thoughts, are so key to our healing process and our, you know, I mentioned this last week and I mentioned throughout the podcast that I love addressing the emotional, I love helping people address their emotional root cause of what's causing pain, whether it's emotional pain or physical pain, because we can sometimes forget how powerful and impactful and important our emotions and our feelings are and how they do need to be felt and expressed instead of held onto, which can really create so much just, you know, unnecessary health issues. And so I'm hoping that this episode is a good reminder that it's okay to feel your feelings. It's healing and helpful to feel your feelings and to name them and to feel it. Name it to tame it, feel it to heal it. And then we can let them go. Thank you so much for joining and tuning in this week. And if you are ready for some real change in your life and you're ready to get help addressing the root causes, emotional and other root causes of your chronic issues, let's talk. Let's work together. I would love to connect with you. You can email me at info@thewellnessheadquarters.com and we can set up our wellness consult call. And I'm looking forward to connecting with you. And until next week, say something nice to yourself, slow down when you eat, and say yes to rest. Hey, if what you're hearing resonates with you, I created a free resource just for you, Anti-Inflammatory Living, The Essential Guide. To get your free copy, head over to guide.thewellnessheadquarters.com. That's guide.thewellnessheadquarters.com to receive your free Anti-Inflammatory Living, The Essential Guide.